Elhamdülillahi Rabbil Alemin. Esselatu vesselamu ala seyyidil mursalin. Amma ba'd, fe'auzu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Ve ala alike ve ashabike ya Habiballah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Nebiyyallah. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. شیخ طریقت امیر اہل سنت عاشق اعلی حضرت حضرت علامہ مولانا محمد الیاس عطار قادری دامت برکاتہم عالیہ ان ہز فیمس بک فیضان درود و سلام. He quotes a narration that beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that if a person recites three times Durood Sharif in the day, three times Durood Sharif in the night, three times Durood Sharif in the day, and three times Durood Sharif in the night, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgives that person's sins for that day and that night. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salatun wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah. It is mentioned in Hikayatul Salihin that once a pious person rahmatullahi ta'ala, he had mentioned that he was walking in the midst of the night, and during the night he saw four people carrying a janazah. He saw four people carrying a janazah in the midst of the night. So this pious person, he thought to himself, why are they carrying a janazah in the midst of the night, in the darkness of the night, without any other people? A thought came to his mind that maybe they had killed this person. Maybe they had killed this person and now they're trying to hide the body. So when he came close towards them, he says, I took up the courage and I asked these four persons carrying the dead body, carrying the janazah, by Allah Azza wa Jal, I want you to answer my question. By Allah Azza wa Jal, I want you to answer my question. Did you kill this person? Did you kill this person? Or did somebody else kill this person? And this is why you are trying to dispose of the body in the midst of the night? They replied, Ya Sayyidi, we did not kill him. We did not kill him, nor did anybody else kill him. We are merely following the commands of his beloved Ammi Jan, his mother. His mother had hired us to bring the janazah towards the Qabristan in the midst of the night. And they further said that the mother is waiting for us at the gravesite. Please come with us, Ya Sayyidi. Please come with us to the Qabristan so you can see his Ammi Jan. Out of curiosity, this pious person, rahmatullahi ta'ala, says that I also went with them to the Qabristan. At the Qabristan, I met an old lady, a very old lady standing at the graveside of that place where her son is going to be buried. I got close to her and I asked her, oh old lady, why didn't you bury your son during day. Why did you not bury your son during the day? There would have been many people to take part in his janazah salah. She said, sadly, my son, my beloved son, was a drunkard. He was a drunkard and a sinful person. And close to his death, he gave me three requests. At the time of the closeness of his death, my beloved son gave me three requests. And what was those three requests? My son said, Ammi Jaan, when I die, Ammi Jaan, when I die, put a rope over my neck. Ammi Jaan, when I die, put a rope over my neck and drag me towards the Qabristan. And number two, Ammi Jaan, bury me in the midst of the night. Bury me in the darkness of the night so nobody would be able to see me. And number three, Ammi Jaan, O my beloved mother, when you put me into the qabr, when you put me inside the qabr, put one of your gray hairs, one of your beloved gray hairs into my qabr. Because Allah tabaraka ta'ala feels ashamed. Allah tabaraka ta'ala feels ashamed to punish a person who has gray hair. So Ammi Jaan, the beloved mother of this young boy, she fulfilled his wishes. As soon as the son passed away, she tied the son with a rope around his neck. She tied the son with a rope around his neck and was about to pull him towards the Qabristan. And when she was about to pull him towards the Qabristan, a voice was heard from the invisible. Oh lady, stop! Stop! Allah tabaraka ta'ala has forgiven him. Rab, Allah tabaraka ta'ala has forgiven him because of his shame towards his guna. Because of feeling shame of his sins, Allah tabaraka ta'ala loved this act so much, Allah tabaraka ta'ala forgave him. This pious person said, when I heard this, I became happy. I became happy and I requested in the court of the old lady that please let me perform the janazah salah. I performed the janazah salah and buried him in the qabr. As per his desire, I took one of the gray hairs of his Ammi Jaan, of his beloved mother, and put it alongside him in the qabr. And whilst I was about to cover the qabr, whilst I was about to cover the grave, I saw a movement in his hand. I saw the hand come out of the coffin and he opened his eyes. I saw his hand come out of the coffin and he opened his eyes. I became full of khawf. I became afraid, but he smiled. The deceased, the young boy, smiled. And he said, O Shaykh, Ya Sayyidi, our Lord Allah Azza wa Jal is most forgiving. Ya Sayyidi, our Lord Allah Azza wa Jal is most forgiving and most merciful. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala also forgives those who does favors and the sinful. Allah will forgive those who does favors and Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala forgives the sinful. That person closed his eyes and the pious person buried him in his qabr. dear Islamic brothers. And the views of Madani Channel. Look at the mercy of our Rabb Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is so merciful, that my Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal is more merciful than a mother to a born child. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala forgave a person because of his sharam for his guna, because of his shame for his sins. As the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, Tawbah is to feel ashamed. Tawbah is to feel ashamed. In actual fact, feeling ashamed and regret sometimes does for a man what even great devotional practices cannot do. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam salatan wa salamun alayka. Ya Sayyidi Ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. Hazrat Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports that Pyare Aka Madine Wale Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam says that when a person makes tawbah, when a person makes tawbah, he asks for forgiveness of sins in the bargah of Allah Azza wa Jal after committing guna, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala makes the angels forget. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Yes, viewers of Madani Channel, if a person makes sincere tawbah, our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam says, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala makes the angels forget. Also, Rabb Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala makes the parts of the body forget. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala makes the angels forget. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala makes the body parts forget. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala makes the earth where he committed the sin also forget. On Qiyamah, there will be no witness to the guna, to the sins of that person who made sincere tawbah in the bargah, in the court of Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islamic brothers, and the viewers of Madani Channel, from these following narrations, we have learned the rahmat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is so much, that you and I, viewers of Madani Channel, cannot comprehend the mercy, the rahmah of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has so merciful, is so merciful, that the angels forget, the body parts forget, and the earth also forgets. Forgets what? Forgets about that sin that that person committed. Which person? That person who made sincere tawbah in the bargah, in the court of Rabb Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, an example of how pleased is Allah Azza wa Jal with the person who makes tawbah. An example of how pleased is Allah Azza wa Jal with the person who makes tawbah is like a man who is on a journey. It's like a man who is on a journey in a hot desert with a fully loaded camel. And in that fully loaded camel, he has food, he has water, and he has all the necessary needs provided for him on that camel. And whilst on the journey, he becomes tired. And when he becomes tired, he decides to have a rest in a shady area, under a tree. And when he gets up from his sleep, he sees that the fully loaded camel with goods, with water, with food is not there anymore. He gets up and he sees the fully loaded camel with all his necessities is not there anymore. How does he feel? He becomes sad. His hope is not there anymore. He now knows that he's going to die. Why? There is no water. There is no food. There is no provisions for him. There is no transportation for him. There is no camel available. It is gone. So he lies flat on the open soils of the desert, the sand of the desert, and he closes his eyes. And all of a sudden, when he wakes up again, he sees that the camel is back. And when he sees the camel is back, he's overjoyed, he's happy. Why? Because the rahmat has come back to him. Water has come back to him. Food has come back to him. He becomes so happy that he's overjoyed. Allah tabaraka ta'ala shows more happiness than this. Allah tabaraka ta'ala shows more happiness than this. That when a person receives his camel back and he's happy, my Rabb Allah tabaraka ta'ala shows more happiness than this for a person that makes sincere tawbah in his court. Allahu Akbar. Oh, the views of Madani Channel. My dear Islamic brothers, think for a moment that Rabb Allah tabaraka ta'ala becomes pleased with us, Allah tabaraka ta'ala becomes happy with us, Allah tabaraka ta'ala's special rahmat is upon us, Allah tabaraka ta'ala's special mercy is upon us. Yes, the viewers of Madani Channel, Allah tabaraka ta'ala's special mercy is upon you, Allah tabaraka ta'ala's special mercy is upon me. For which person? For that person who makes sincere tawbah in the bargah of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, my Rabb Allah azza wa jal becomes happy with him. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الله تبارك وتعالى says in Quran Majid, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Translating this verse, Allah Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Asha Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, in his famous translation Kanzul Iman, he says, do not despair of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is telling us, do not despair on his mercy. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala wants to forgive us. Rabb Allah tabaraka ta'ala is looking for an excuse to forgive us. Oh, viewers of Madani Channel, this is the chance. My Rabb Allah tabaraka ta'ala, your Rabb Allah azza wa jal says, do not despair on the mercy of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, because Allah azza wa jal's mercy is there for you. Allah tabaraka ta'ala's mercy is there for me. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salatan wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. It is mentioned in Raudur Riyahin about a thief. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Shibri rahmatullahi alayhi, he narrates this story. He says that once I was traveling to Syria along with a group of other travelers, musafirs, and on the way we were hijacked by a gang of thieves. They took all our possessions and threw it on the floor in front of the gang leader. And amongst these goods, there was a bag of sugar and almonds. A bag of sugar and almonds. The thieves broke open the bag and they started to eat. But the leader of the gang, he did not join them. He just stood by and he watched. Hazrat Abu Bakr Shibri rahmatullahi alayhi says, I asked him, O leader, why the rest of the gang is eating but you are not eating? He replied, I am fasting, I am in Roza. I asked surprisingly, How is it that you steal from people? How is it that you steal from people and at the same time you are fasting, you are keeping roza? The gang leader replied, a man should do something to keep the doors of reconciliation open. A man should do something to keep the doors of reconciliation open. And sometime later, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Shibli rahmatullahi ta'ala says, I was performing the tawaf at Kaabatullah Sharif. And whilst performing the tawaf in Kaabatullah Sharif, I saw the same gang leader. Yes, I saw the same gang leader. And this gang leader was in the state of Ihram. He was in the state of Ihram and he was also making the tawaf around Kaabatullah Sharif. I looked at him in amazement, in shock. I saw that his face was full of nur. His face was full of light of the worship of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and he had weakened himself due to his ibadats, his devotional practices, his ibadats, his worship towards Allah Azza wa Jal. I went towards him and I asked, surprisingly, are you the same man? Are you the same man that was the leader of the gang of thieves? He replied, yes, indeed, I am the same man. The leader is saying, I am the same man. And oh, Abu Bakr Shibli, rahmatullahi ta'ala, let me tell you something. The very same roza, the very same fast that I kept for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, this roza caused the reconciliation with my Rabb Allah tabaraka ta'ala. My Rabb Allah azza wa jal loved this action so much. My Rabb Allah tabaraka ta'ala accepted my tawbah. My Rabb Allah tabaraka accepted my forgiveness. Allah azza wa jal forgave me and Allah tabaraka ta'ala gave me this status. Subhanallah. Dear Islamic brethren, we learn from this that mercy of Allah tabaraka ta'ala is too much. You and I, viewers of Madani channel, cannot comprehend the mercy of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. We should be always making istighfar, always making tawbah, always asking for forgiveness in the bargah, in the court of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. You will never know what small action, what deed would be pleased in the bargah of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habib Allah. In the book of Kimiya Sa'adat, it mentions the following statement mentioned by Sayyidina Sheikh Kitani rahmatullahi ta'ala. Hazrat Sheikh Kitani rahmatullahi alayhi says, I saw Hazrat Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala in the khab, in the dreams. And when I seen Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi in my dream, I asked, Ya Junaid, ma fa'alallahu bika? How did Allah azza wa jal deal with you? Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi replied that, Ya Sheikh, my ibadah, my worships and struggles were of no use to me. My ibadat, my worships and my struggles were of no use to me. But the thing that caused my maghfira, the thing that caused my forgiveness, was that I used to get up in the midst of the night and I used to pray 2 rakat nafil of the Tahajjud Salah. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, one should develop the habit of performing optional ibadah. And one should also develop that habit of performing compulsory ibadah. Optional ibadah, especially tahajjud, because you never know, struggling to get up in the midst of the night for the performer of 2 rakat nafil of tahajjud, inshallah tabaraka ta'ala might just be accepted by Allah azza wa jal as an act of excuse to forgive us, inshallah tabaraka ta'ala. So my Dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, become habitual. Of course, we have to be habitual for the performance of our fard ibadah, but also become habitual of performing our nafil ibadah. Maybe inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, who knows, that maybe with the barakah of this, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will forgive us inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatun wa salamun alayka, ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, it comes in a hadith mubarakah that beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned. A person who makes sincere tawbah, a person who asks Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to forgive him sincerely, it is as though he has never committed the sin. It is as though that he had never committed that guna. So if you make sincere tawbah, viewers of Madani channel, if you make sincere tawbah, cry in the bargah of Allah and make a promise never to commit that sin again, inshallah tabaraka ta'ala, Allah tabaraka ta'ala will forgive us inshallah, and it will be as though we have never committed those previous sins inshallah tabaraka ta'ala. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, while hearing about the virtues, the barakah, the blessings of making tawbah, some people are unfortunate. Some people are unfortunate. Whilst we are discussing about the virtues, the barakah of making tawbah, some people are unfortunate. Why are they unfortunate? All the viewers of Madani channel, they are unfortunate only and only because they delay. Yes, they delay in making tawbah, in asking Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for forgiveness, for maghfirah, for all their previous sins. Why? Oh, viewers of Madani channel, why do we delay in making tawbah? Our Buzugani Deen have given us some reasons as to why people delay in making tawbah. May Allah save you, the viewers of Madani channel, and may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save me, inshallah, from delaying of making tawbah in the bargah, in the court of Rabb Allah. Some of the reasons why a person does not make tawbah, he remains heedless. He doesn't care. He remains heedless. He does not care about the consequences of his sin. He does not care about the consequences of his guna. This is why he delays to make tawbah. He doesn't care whether Rabb Allah is going to punish us, whether we're going to be in the fire of Jahannam, in the deepest pit of Jahannam. He does not care. So this is why he becomes heedless. Our viewers of Madani channel, do not become heedless of your sins, because this can be the cause of the delay of tawbah. And to remain careless about the result of a sin. If a person commits a sin and he becomes careless about the result of a sin, then this can be an obstacle in the path of making tawbah in the bargah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the viewers of Madani channel and my dear Islamic brothers, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, you and I, inshallah azza wa jal, we will not delay in making tawbah. No, we will not delay. Sometimes we delay in tawbah. Why? Because when our Allah azza wa jal, our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, tells us again and again about the adab, about the punishment of a person who is bein namazi, about a punishment of a person who commits adultery, of a punishment of a person who does backbiting, about a punishment of a person who does tail-bearing, etc., etc., etc. Because we cannot see this adab in front of us. We cannot see. We cannot see the adab with our own naked eyes. This is why we delay in making tawbah. But Why? A person goes towards carnal desires? Why a person goes towards guna? Because why? The pleasure which he can feel, which he can see, which he can touch, which he can hold is in front of him. It's in front of his naked eyes. So he cannot see the adab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but he can see the pleasure of his nafs. He can see the pleasure of his nafs, so he desires to fulfill his nafs. Because why? He cannot see the adab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He can see the pleasure of his nafs. So he can see the pleasure of his nafs with his own naked eyes. And this is the nature of human being. That he goes towards something. This is the nature of human being. He goes towards something which is quicker to achieve. And he stays away from that which takes long to achieve. Which he cannot feel, which he cannot touch, which he cannot see. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, committing guna is easy. Committing sin is easy. Doing backbiting, tail bearing, adultery, etc. is easy. Why? We can see the pleasure. But the adab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala we cannot see. Oh, viewers of Madani channel, wake up from the senseless sleep before the angel of death, Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu salam, comes and he takes away our soul, our ruh. At that time, we'll be able to see. At that time only we'll be able to see. No, viewers of Madani channel, now is the time to see. Now is the time. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, one should ponder, one should think that though the punishment, the adab of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is not in front of my eyes, I cannot see with my naked eyes, but the adab of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is certain. Yes, it is certain. We are going to get the adab of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala if my Rabb Allah azza wa jal is naraz with me. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, if a doctor, worldly doctor, tells us that you got a heart disease. Yes, viewers of Madani channel, you have a heart disease. And now, in order to prevent this heart disease from getting worse, you have to give up oily foods. The doctor says, which doctor? The worldly doctor. He tells you have to give up worldly foods. You have to give up samosas. You have to give up bhajiyas. You have to give up all the french fries, etc., etc. Then only you can protect your heart. You can get away from the heart disease. Yes. When the worldly doctor tells us that, oh man, stay away from A, B, C, and D, and this is going to protect your heart from the diseases, immediately we leave all the tasty and desirable and delicious foods just because we received a message from who? From a doctor. Which doctor? A worldly doctor. He told you to stay away from it. So we leave all our worldly desires and tastes because doctor told us, stay away from oily foods. It's going to damage your heart. So we believe the doctor. And we give up all our favorite dishes. Is this not stupidity? Oh, the viewers of Madani channel, is this not stupidity that when a human being tells us, and a human being has warned us, then we give up immediately, and we say goodbye to all our tasty and pleasurable foods? My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, How come that when my Rabb Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam had continued telling us that, oh Ashikani Rasul, oh the lovers of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, stay away from guna, stay away from backbiting, stay away from tail bearing, stay away from alcohol, stay away from drugs, stay away from adultery, because the result is this, we don't give up. When our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal, who is the doctor of all doctors, our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam is the guide of all guides, he is the best of all doctors, he tells us to stay away from these things and we don't. Is this not double standard? Oh, the viewers of Madani channel, is this not double standard? My dear Islamic brothers And the viewers of Madani Channel, wake up. Yes, wake up before it's too late. Come back in the bargah of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for forgiveness. Make tawbah in the bargah of Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, very soon Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's mercy will overflow upon us. Inshallah, Rabb Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will accept our tawbah, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And Rabb Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will enter us into Jannah, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. So my dear Islamists and the viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Thumma Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is now working in 170 countries throughout the world. Come, all of you come, join this beautiful Madani Mahal of the lovers of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Join this beautiful Ijtimaz of Dawat Islami, whichever country you are, whichever city you are, whichever town you are, get involved, travel in the Madani kafilas of Dawat Islami. Fill in your Madani Inamat card. Inshallah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala accomplish this maqsad that I must strive to rectify myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Allah.